figured I could get there. And he let it go. And, of course, my eyes got big and score.
How disappointing is it for you guys to put so much work into this defensive scheme and then today kind of just wasn't there, just wasn't what you needed?
Yeah, that's a hard one to put a finger on because we have worked hard and today, for whatever reason, it wasn't there. We just couldn't get stops. For a team to have 12, 14 play drive or whatever they had, in that first half and go down there and put up points, that's something that's just unacceptable. It's something that we never would have imagined, could happen, and they did it. We might have been feeling good about coming off of the game last week, felt good about what we did in the preseason, but at this point, the real bullets are flying, and teams are coming in here, not to play down to all the hype that we had. They come here to win games, and we got to come up with victories.
Do this team need to be grounded?
No, I don't need to be grounded. I don't know anybody that needs to be grounded. We want to win games. If we can go a whole season, we could have won a whole season undefeated. We would have loved that, but it just shows you that you're not exactly where you thought you were. We still have the players in this room to get it done, but obviously we're not where we want to be.
Third down in particular was kind of a disappointment in getting off the field. That's what sustains
us. The game in general. On both sides of the ball, special teams. That's something you can point out in every phase of the game today that went, haywire, you practice way too hard, for that to happen. Those simple things. So getting off on third down, not being able to stop the run as a defense, sacks on offense, and not being able to, move the ball up and down the field the way we need to. We can't have it.
You guys did limit Jim Pistol, but you weren't able to do a lot of that.
I didn't see him jumping into the stands. I know he said he would do it, and our main goal is to keep any opponent out of the end zone. Chaz is just one of those guys who's gonna have a good time, and I hope the fans pushed him back out if he did jump in. But if we don't want him to jump in the stands, we got to keep him out, and we can't control what he does if he scores. So that's just that's our fault. That's what you practice for. Everybody gets reps, in practice. So everybody is here in the NFL, and we expect you to be able to play when you go in. But that's a tough deal to have two guys go down that you anticipate, being your starters, for a whole season. Especially, as good as those guys are. But, ain't no time to cry for this team now. We got to go out and play football, and whoever's in there, has got to step it up and play at the level that the rest of the team expects them to play at.
Do you think you might be willing
to move over there? No, there's no talk of that. We feel like we have the capable people to do it. Of course, I wouldn't be adverse to it, of course, but I don't see that happening.
Charles, yeah. How difficult was it for you and Collins when Collins went out as far as communication?
It's hard because I feel like I feel like on the play he got hurt on, I should have made an interception, he comes up, tries to make a play, and I don't know how he hurt his shoulder or whatever, but, you lose a guy that's, a Pro Bowl player, arguably the best defensive player on our team goes down. And it's a tough break for him because he's such a good player, man, and we need him.
So much was made about this 3-4 defense and how you guys came out of the gate. How come you had a tough time stopping the pass and the run today from your eyes?
The only thing I could say is with Cincinnati, they're kind of used to playing against 3-4 defenses. So, they know what to look for. But, there's really no excuse, of this team with the players that we have out there on the field to allow them to pretty much do whatever they wanted to all day. So, it's early in the season. So, you got a long time, to fix things and get things together. So we got a long day tomorrow. You know, it'll be hard to swallow to watch the way this thing unfolded today. And hopefully we come back in, you know, work tomorrow, watch film Wednesday, come back ready to go, because no team's going to lay down for us, you know, just because we got a new defense and we felt good about what we did preseason, the first game. So we got to come ready.
Do you think learn from losses? What do you think you guys can take from this loss today?
There's no easy win. There's no easy win. There's no guarantee you're going to win. You know, just because it's been said that you got a good team doesn't mean everybody's going to come in and play like you're a good team. Everybody's trying to get wins. And, you know, people have us rated pretty high early in the season. Cincinnati didn't care about that today. They came in, played their game, made plays when they needed to make them, drove up and down the field on us, got stops on our offense. As special teams, you know, to have, you know, two big plays like they had in the special teams game, it's unacceptable.
What about Central Benson and the way he ran out there? Did he surprise you?
Yeah. I mean, I hadn't seen it. You know, we played him, of course, when he was with Chicago. We hadn't seen that. And he came in today and had his way.
Charles, on the touchdown pass to Henry, you blitzed, correct?
Yeah.
What when they hit to that side, as we said, when you came from, what's supposed to happen there when you come?
Should have had it. That's what should have happened.
We should have had it.
We should have had it.